Well, in other news, three researchers whose work illuminates the biological rhythm of living cells have won this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine. Jeffrey Hall and Michael Rosbash of Brandeis University and Michael Young of Rockefeller University in New York won for discoveries that peek under the hood of our biological clock, the circadian rhythms that control how our bodies know when it's day and night. That work could have huge implications for our health. Let's bring in Dr. David Clapham. He's a professor of neurobiology and pediatrics at Harvard Medical School and chief scientific officer at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. Dr. Clapham, welcome.
Thank you.
And we know that your colleague at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Michael Rosbash, was among the winners of the Nobel Prize today. What do you think of the committee's choice?
I think it's a great choice. Michael Rosbash, a current investigator, and also Michael Young, a former investigator, were both recipients of the Nobel Prize. And we also congratulate Jeff Hall, who's at Brandeis.
And let's get to what exactly they discovered here. What is a circadian rhythm, and do all living things have them?
Yes. So we're all familiar with circadian rhythms because we all sleep at night and we are awake during the day. We all know that plants, leaves open and close, that cyanobacteria produce oxygen in the daylight. So anything from bacteria to plants to humans all have daily cycles. For example, in humans, body temperature's lowest in the middle of the night. Cortisol levels are lowest in the pre-dawn hours, and then melatonin gets secreted at night.
So circadian rhythms have a big impact on our health.
They do. So we're all familiar with jet lag, for example, or people that work night shifts, that these changes in our circadian rhythm have effects on our health, mainly our ability to concentrate and so forth, but there are more serious troubles, such things as depression and bipolar disorder, obesity, diabetes, all the way to some very serious diseases like fatal familial insomnia, which is just the inability to sleep at all. So it affects our health in many ways.
And these scientists discovered that genes control that internal clock. Tell us about their contribution to the science.
Right. So in the 1980s, Rosbash, Hall, and Young used genetics and molecular biology to find the genes responsible. In the 70s, Seymour Benzer and Konopka at Caltech started using fruit flies to understand flies that had problems in their circadian rhythms. And then Rosbash, Hall, and Young used fruit flies to get at the genes responsible. And they discovered together about six genes from everything from receiving the light that comes in to the genes that turn on and off other genes that regulate cell cycle and cell metabolism and eventually whole body metabolism and health.
So what can we do with that information now? What can this science be used for?
Well, the main things are that, of course, we already do things in medicine with this knowledge, and the things that you're used to, of course, are sleeping pills, et cetera. But what we'd like to get to eventually is to help people with serious sleep problems. For example, as you get older, many people have trouble going to sleep or staying asleep, coming up with the right kinds of medicines, and maybe eventually, for some diseases, altering the genome itself that may be mutant in these kinds of genes.
That's David Clapham, a professor of neurobiology and pediatrics at Harvard Medical School and chief scientific officer at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, talking with us about today's Nobel Prize. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.